Now that we understand strings as an array of characters, we can talk about in-core formatting, which I introduced in Chapter 1, talking about streams. In-core formatting just means that you read and write from and to memory. And when we say that, what we're talking about is strings. You write to a string and you read from a string. But you do it with the same formatting as if you were using printf and scanf with standard input and standard output. So in this example, I have an integer n, floating point number x, and a string s. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write those with some particular formatting, not anything terribly complicated, but I'm going to write those to the string named string. In case you're wondering, buff size is a constant defined in standard io.h, and it's usually pretty big. It's like 512 or something. I'm just using that for fun. Whenever I want to use a string as a buffer, that's what I use unless I really know it's smaller and I have a reason for having a better number. Okay, so if you look at the next statement, this is the function sprintf, or sometimes pronounced sprintf. And it's similar to printf, except for its first argument is the string I'm writing to. So that has to be an array of characters. But the rest of the arguments are the same as in printf, so the next one is a format string. So basically, this just says, print out an integer, a floating point number, the letter j, literally, and then a string. Well, I'm being cute here. You're probably wondering why I'm doing that. Well, look at the arguments that I'm printing out. N plus 1, of course, let's see, that's 1 plus 1 is 2, so that'll print out 2. X plus 2 will be 4. What is S plus 1? Well, arrays are kind of funny. It turns out that if you add a number to an array, it moves a pointer down to the next element. We'll understand this better when we talk about pointers. But S plus 1 is really the string hello, without the H in hello. So, if you look at that first line of output down there, you can see what's being printed. It indeed prints 2, 4, and it prints jello, because I printed a literal J, and I printed the string in S starting at its second position, because I said S plus 1, and that moved it down one character to the E. Interesting. Well, I print that to a string, and then I use put s to print that string out, and that's that first output line down there. Now I can read back, just to make sure that I know what I'm doing here. I want to show you how to both write and read and get things back correctly. So we use a version of scanf which reads from a string instead of standard input, and that's called sscanf. And the format string here just reads an integer, a floating point number, and a string. When you read a string with scanf using the %s format, that reads a string without white space. In other words, it skips any spaces and just extracts the next token. Now, look at the arguments there. You remember that I told you earlier that whenever you use scanf, you just put an ampersand in front of what you're reading. Well, that's true most of the time, but notice that I do not have an ampersand in front of the S. Well, we won't understand this fully until we get into pointers, but an array name doesn't need the ampersand. As you'll see in a later chapter, an array name is already a pointer, and so it does not need the ampersand. But if that's confusing, don't worry about it. Just trust me for now. You use ampersands with scanf or any of its variants when you're reading a single item, and you use just the name of the variable when it is an array, and particularly an array of characters. Only strings work this way. You can't read an arbitrary array with scanf, just strings with %s.